Baruch Rabbi say, good morning, good morning. Let us begin. We are continuing Mirz Hashem in Paragimel, chapter 3 in Shara Bitachon. So we are up to Hakdama HaChamishis. Literally, again, the fifth introduction. Right? So the fifth component that is necessary in order for us to achieve a complete level of bitachon. Hakdama HaChamishis. Well, this is actually very interesting. He says, she's bar etzlo. Person, it should become clear to a person that ultimately, again, the actualization of all things in this world, kiashlamas hadvar means the completion of all things that ultimately, again, come into creation in this world from creation and on. Well, that'll make sense in a little bit more sense in just a moment. Hubishnei dvarim ultimately comes about in one of two ways. How so? Echad mehem. Gezeras habori is ala v'cheftzo biyitziasam al gavul havia. So Rabbi said, this is very interesting. In other words, what the Mechaber is describing over here is when one looks at the world, so events come into fruition in one of two ways. There are some things that appear to actualize instantaneously, right? The way, obviously, everything comes from Hashem. The point that he's making over here is Hashem brings about events in this world in one of two ways. Sometimes there's instantaneous results, right? You want something, it occurs. Hashem wants something, it occurs. Obviously, it's all what Hashem wants occurs. And Vashini, Sibos Umitsuim. The second way in which things actualize in this world, literally again, Sibos means reasons, Mitsuim means intermediaries. Mehem Krovim or Mehem Rechokim. Right, some of them are immediate, some of them are a little bit more remote. Mehem niglim, mehem nisterim. Some of them are revealed, some of them are hidden. V'kulam ratzim lahashlim mashen nigzar haveyasa v'ara'asa be'Israel lukim lahem alza. But all of these things are a manifestation of divine will. And say, so what is he saying? We see this in our own lives. Right? Think about it just a moment. There are some things you set out to accomplish, and they happen very quickly. Like, everything falls into place. Everything occurs, everything actualizes. And there are other things in life when we set out to accomplish, that's what? It is a long, arduous process. And I get to the finish line, but like when I look back at it, it's amazing to see all of the events that contributed to this current success. Anyway, so I'll give you a contrast to this, right? So think about it, I'll give you an example from Chumash. Right? Avram and Sarah want to have a child. Avram and Sarah want to have a child. Right? So remember again, do they cross the finish line, so to speak? Yes. But if you think about all of the events which transpired in order to go ahead and bring about a Yitzchak, it's incredible, right? There was a relocation, there was a famine in Egypt, there was Gerar, there was all these different things, there was Hagar, there was Yishmael, all this stuff, there was Bris Mila, all of these things. Now obviously, was the birth of Yitzchak and of a result brought about by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the answer. That's an easy one, right? Yes, of course. But there were so many different causes and reasons and intermediary events which caused it. Listen to this, contrast this. Eliezer goes to find the wife for Yitzchak. Right? Parshas Chayisara. Eliezer goes to find the wife for Yitzchak. I see, he comes up with a whole task. I'm going to ask a girl for a drink. She'll offer me to water my camels. How long does it take Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzchak? Whatever, I don't know how much time, but Lamaisa was the first girl. Right? It was the first girl. Like, in other words, remember, Eliezer is ready to he's ready for the long haul. Right? He recognizes that the opportunity to go ahead and find a woman who meets these criteria, the pasha is going to take a long time. First girl. So the Malbim actually speaks about this. The Malbim discusses this idea that sometimes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something to happen, he accelerates the natural course of events. That's what the Mechaber is describing over here. There are some things that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything that unfolds in this world was already ordained, so to speak, by the Ribono Shel Olam from creation. But the way it works is some things unfold quickly, and some things unfold very slowly. But the point to keep in mind is what? Whether it unfolds quickly or unfolds slowly, what? It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would say it's so fascinating. It's also important because sometimes, and this is a big mistake I think we often make, is we think that if something is meant to be, then what? It should happen right away, and it should happen easily. And if I encounter friction or pushback or hurdles or stumbling blocks, it's clearly a sign that it's not from Hashem. Hashem doesn't want me to do it. And it's not true. It's not true. Now, why do some things happen easier? Why do some things have more difficulty? Okay, that's part of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's great master plan. But Lamaisa, this is what the Mechaber is describing over here. All of these things are from Hashem. Some things happen immediately, and some things happen over time. V'dinyan asivos akravos, he gives an example of this. He gives an example. Let me give an example of something which like occurs immediately. He says, Kiotzas hamayim mimam ke ha'aretz begalgal bekilim hamalim es hamayim min haber. V'sibas ha'rechoka hadum shu kosher behema el ha'galgal mini asul ha'lo samayim mitachtis ha'be'er al p'nei ha'aretz. So let's say, so it's interesting. So I don't know why he chooses this example, though, because it doesn't like seem to, I guess for him it was the clearest example. Drawing water from a well. How do you draw water from a well? So, I don't know, but at least the way he describes it over here is, you go ahead, you have a bucket, right? You have a bucket tied to a rope. Now, what he's describing over here is, this is a more complex well, probably a deeper well with a bit of a larger bucket. You have an animal, right, that is tied to some type of wheel. The wheel pulls the pulley, right? The pulley lifts up the rope. The rope lifts up the bucket. So if you can imagine, the immediate way to draw water is how? Throw the bucket in, pull the bucket up, right? That's immediate. You get immediate results. What's an example of a more delayed result? A more delayed result? He says, Ha'adam shu kosha behema la galgal, o min yasul ha'lo samay mitach tiyus ha'be'er, ha'be'er ha'pnei ha'aretz. He says, for example, it would be someone who ties the animal to the rope, right? So if I tie the animal to the rope, then ultimately, again, I'm involved in an intermediary step. In other words, pulling up the bucket is direct. Tying the animal to the rope is a bit of an intermediary step. He's just giving an example, I will say again, of how some things occur immediately versus how some things occur over time. Achasibos asher bein ha'adam v'akelim mitzum bein shnei advarim. Ultimately, again, he says, but there are, Sibos will say, are causes, right? There are causes that occur between the person and between the utensils being used. Vehem, ha-behema, va-igulim. You have the animal, right? You have the wheels, or the pulleys. Shemania kitsasam es kitsasam ba-chevel. They move each other together with the rope. Ve-migre, pega la-achas min-asibos ha-niskaros, lo-yigamara inyan ha-muchuvan ba-hem. I will say, what happens if something happens to one of the causes, so to speak, or one of the pieces involved in the drawing of water? You don't get your water. So I will say, all he's trying to point out over here is, again, creating a theological construct. Everything comes from Hashem. Everything comes from Hashem. Right? So the direct things, we have a much easier time seeing that are from Hashem. What's important for us to recognize is the indirect things, or what we perceive to be the indirect events. The indirect events are the events that only come about because of a series of other immediate and intermediate causes. Those are also from Hashem. Why a Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses some things to be immediate and some things to be delayed? One of the great mysteries of the universe. But what's the raya? What's his proof that even the delayed events, right, or the more circuitous events are from Hashem? Because circuitous events, when you look at them, are often the result of a variety of intermediary steps. Remove one of those steps, and what happens? What happens? You don't have the result, which indicates to you that every single one of those intermediary steps are necessary for the final result, which highlights this idea that is all choreographed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chin shara maisim hayotzim al gvul ha'aviyah. This is true with all other actions, right? He says, lo yiskamtsu min ha'adam v'zulaso. Never think for a moment that any result in this world is solely due to the actions of a person. Again, I will say, he's talking about over here the concept of hashgacha, the concept of divine providence. Divine providence says that the Ribono Shel Olam is involved in everything. And never for a moment think that at the end of the day, something only occurs because of man's actions. Right, things in life only occur because the Ribono Shel Olam wills it so. Kim b'gzeres Elokim b'azman also hasibas hasheber migamram kimo she'amar v'lu niskenu alilos. ultimately again. Therefore, he explains everything that comes into fruition in this world only comes to fruition because of the Ribono Shel Olam. And we'll say, so again, I just want to point out, this is this, he calls Mar Psukim, Ba'amar Gedola Itza, Rafa Alidia, Ba'amar Kiyaisa Siba Mi'im Hashem. We'll say that last pasuk is incredible. Well, both of these Psukim, Gedola Itza, Rafa Alidia, who is great in counsel and master in carrying out. This idea that who causes results in this world? The Ribono Shel Olam. Ba'amar Kiyaisa Siba Mi'im Hashem. It was something that was brought about by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'imtiyena sibos ne'adaros bichlal. And therefore, I will say again, if these sibos, right? If these causes, ultimately again, which are choreographed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were not to come to fruition, then lo sigmar yitzias adavar min apu'ulos hativios el gedra abiyo. Then ultimately again, the results would not actualize. So I will say, in this Hakdama Chamishis, in this fifth introductory piece, what we're learning about is this idea that everything in this world comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, right? And everything is part of the divine plan. But you could put the events in this world into one of two categories. Immediate events, delayed events. Immediate events are the events which occur and unfold and actualize immediately, right? Versus delayed events, which are the events which materialize and actualize over time. And the point that he's making over here is that Ribono Shel Olam choreographs both of these events. And the proof to that is, and I will say, sometimes it's very instructive. You know, when you have a delayed event in life or a delayed result in life, something you've been working on for a very long time, that Baruch Hashem comes to fruition, it's a fascinating, instructive exercise to look back and to see all of the pieces which fell into place to allow this event to occur. And you'll realize what? Nothing falls into place. Everything is put into place. Well, so that's the point, right? We use this lashon of everything fell into place. Nothing falls into place. Things are placed into place, right? Things are placed. They never fall. And that's his whole point, that the Ashkachas Hashem devolves upon those things which occur immediately, those things which occur in a delayed fashion. The mashal is the drawing of the water. You could be the guy who throws the bucket down and gets it up, that's immediate. Or the guy who ties the animal to the rope, to the wheel, to this, to the chagadya, right? The whole chagadya over here. But both of those things are only come about because of detailed intermediary results. And those results, or I should say those intermediary steps, are no less divinely ordained than the dramatic immediate results as well. All right, Shkayach, we'll stop over for today. Again, just a takeaway, because sometimes it's hard to, this is very different safer. But Matt and I were talking about this, about the feelings of Mesilas Yesharim versus Shara Bitachon, right? And which one works better for people. And it's interesting, I felt that Mesilas Yesharim, the incredible thing about Mesilas Yesharim, I felt personally is, you could take something away every single day and use it to change your life, like right there on the spot. Shara Bitachon, of course, is about Bitachon, is about our like theological constructs of how we look at life and how we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, building Bitachon, it's always translatable, not necessarily on a behavioral level, but often like on a cognitive level, on an emotional level, on a spiritual level. But I will say this idea over here, that sometimes one of the greatest frustrations in life is when things don't go our way on the timeline that we want it. Right? I want something important, and I want it now, and it doesn't actualize the way that I want it. And so often we get frustrated because we see that as a lack of hashkacha. Meanwhile, the Mechaber saying over here, absolutely not. They're just different types of events in this world. Some immediate and some delayed. But both are clearly choreographed by the Ribono Shel Olam. Right? We'll say shkayach, stop over here for today. Incredible. Stop at the right spot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.